Good afternoon. It's good to be with you. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe. This week I'll be with you in the book of Titus as we change brothers and subjects each week. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we again find ourselves in this opportunity to open up your word and to study a certain portion of your scriptures, and we just ask that you'd guide us this entire week, that you'd make the words known to the people, those that have ears, let them hear. We do pray. We pray this would be any lost souls listening, that it might be something in this spoken word that would be what they need, the Spirit of God working their hearts as well. We just pray for each lost soul and each believer in Christ that's listening. We pray in his name. Amen. This afternoon, we find ourselves in Titus chapter 2, as we'll, Lord willing, cover this chapter this week. Let's look at the first few verses and read, beginning at verse 1. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. We'll just stop at that point right now. We notice after that it speaks of behavior of servants, Christians, in connection with their masters or those in authority over them, and then it goes on for a tremendous gospel for us in verses 11 to 14, down to the end of the chapter there, ends with an exhortation. And we see here in the first 8 verses that we read, we see that it's broken down into the behavior or the godliness of these different age groups. We see aged men, aged women, young women, and young men. Notice with me, if you remember in our outline in Titus chapter 1, we see godliness or sound behavior among the oversight, the leadership in a local assembly. Here in chapter 2, we see different age groups, different individuals. And then chapter 3, we see more so of miscellaneous instructions for the Christians in general. But we see each chapter covers behavior or godliness. Again, 1 and 2 Timothy shows sound doctrine. Titus shows the result that it should come, which is sound behavior. Chapter 2, verse 1, but speak thou of things which become sound doctrine, healthy doctrine. Verse 2, the aged men, be sober. This means self-controlled. Grave, that means with dignity. Temperate, we think there of something similar to soberness. Let's back up to grave. I want to point out there that it's similar to what it says in other places about the role of a deacon, someone to be revered. Now again, the Lord does not call us to, and in fact, he rather speaks against people being given titles, but it's one thing to have an attitude of being revered. It's another thing to give a man a title, which we realize in Psalm 111, verse 9, only the Lord Jesus himself, as we see him as the Lord is spoken of, we should say, in Psalm 111, the Lord is the only one called, given that title, holy and reverend. So the attitude is looking at aged godly men, being revered, that's fine. But let's not give them a title, as the Lord Jesus himself is the only one worthy to be called such a title. But we see here that the attitude of an aged man should be sober, grave, and temperate, and sound in faith. Notice here when it says sound in faith, in love, that is charity in the King James, and in patience. This reminds us a little similarity to what we find in Galatians 5 of the fruit of the Spirit. We notice love and faith and patience over there. So let's think a little bit as well about verse 3. Here we see the aged women. Likewise, that they be in behaviors becometh holiness. That is, what is sacred. We see as these aged men and aged women are to be examples to those younger in the faith. It says that aged women also not to be false accusers. You know, that means slanderers. The tongue is very important. Very important. Because we see here that the word accusers here is tied in with the same word in the Greek as speaking of Diablos and Satan, of how he is the accuser of the brethren. We see here it's basically tied in with the works of the devil when we're slanderers and accusers falsely. So our lips is very important, the behavior, you might say, of our lips. So the aged women are to be an example to the younger women by not being false accusers, not given to much wine. That is, the word in the Greek means not enslaved to much wine. We see much wine is, of course, going to be drunkenness. Teachers of good things. This is one thing they should be. Aged women, Titus, as being told by Paul that these aged women should be teachers of good things. Good things. Contrary, you might say, to the things that they are not to be. Not false accusers, not given to much wine. But the opposite is teachers of good things. Well, it goes on in the verse 4, tying in with the aged women. Notice here with me that it says that they may teach the young women. What does this mean to teach? And what are they to teach? Well, we realize, again, I believe we pointed this out in another study, in another book, another time, that when the word teach here is the word for train. It means an example. It's not speaking of platform teaching, because the Word of God makes it clear that there's different roles in the local assembly between men and women, and the women are said to be, in 1 Timothy 2 and in 1 Corinthians 14, let your women be silent in the churches. So the word here, if you look into the Greek, is not the same word for teaching that in other places it says are not to teach, because of the order established by God in the garden. Adam was created first. Also, it was Eve that was deceived, and not Adam, the scripture says, repeated in 1 Timothy 2. So let's not mistake this here when it says for the older women to teach. It's not the teach as in what we think of in the local assembly in the public realm. This is the word for training. The older women are to train the young women. They are to be an example to the younger women. So we see here that they're to be an example for the younger women to be sober. Again, that's discreet. To love their husbands, to love their children. You think these are natural things. And yes, that's natural of how the Lord has made mothers and women to have this desire in their heart. But yet, we see with all the things contrary to God around us and all the broken homes and people having bad examples, it's necessary for the older Christian women to give a good example, to give an example of what it is to love their husbands and to love their children. And then verse 5, to be discreet, chaste. These are things, again, we might point out here that Titus is being told by Paul how to address the aged men and aged women, but it's interesting that the encouragement is for the older women to address the young women, because it would not be very Christian-oriented. It would not be a very comfortable position for a young brother in the Lord to go one-on-one to a young sister and try to teach her the things of behavior. It's more appropriate for the older women to go directly to the young women. That way, the scripture says, flee from the very appearance of evil. It wouldn't be too appropriate for some of the men to go to the younger women and try to teach them on how they ought to behave themselves. It's just not good and wise. Anytime, say it's a counseling situation, if a young man who's maybe one of the shepherds in the meeting, if he's going to talk to a young lady in the meeting about things of the Lord, good intentions, however it may be, he needs to take his wife with him. Or perhaps this young woman has a husband that would be there or something along that line. It's just good, sanctified common sense, not to be put in a position where one might gossip, or whether you would think it or not, don't put yourself in a position to where you could be in an awkward position. Sometimes emotions can run high whenever you're counseling people, and Titus, you notice, is not told by Paul to go straight to the young women. He's told by Paul that the aged women are the ones that should talk to the younger women about behavior. Prevents these awkward positions for spiritual leaders. Well, as we're going on here, let's think a little bit more before our time runs out, that the older women are to teach the younger women, to train them. As we mentioned, verse 5, to be discreet, to be chaste. Goes on to say, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. These are things that are not very well accepted in our society today. But again, this is speaking to Christians, people that love the Lord, realize God's order, or rather we should if we're in the Word of God, and realize that God has made men and women different, and it's a privilege for the young mothers to spend their time with their children and to be able to teach these children and to care for these children and to nurture these children. That is the way God has made men and women different. Men are to take the spiritual lead in the home, as the scripture makes it clear. But the women in the home situation naturally have that nurturing, caring way about them. So as we see here in Titus chapter 2, we should say verse 4 and 5, yes, it's very important for the young women to be chaste, keepers at home, good, and obedient to their own husband. Why? The scripture spells it out, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Think about people around about when they see ones that profess to be Christians, and yet they have trouble in their home, when the young women are not ones that are keepers at home and good and obedient to their own husbands and love their children, love their husbands, discreet, sober, chaste. These things make the testimony for a young Christian woman. If they're contrary to these things, then it's going to be hard to establish a testimony, say perhaps in your own neighborhood. But yet it says here, these things should be followed, that the word of God be not blasphemed. That is so important. We as the children of God should desire that we never do anything that would cause the word of God to be mocked, to be blasphemed, for people to say, they say they're a Christian, but this is what they do. Let us be careful. Well, tomorrow let's pick up and look at the young men and how they are exhorted by Paul to this man Titus as he's recording this letter to Titus. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe. If you have any comments or questions, we would welcome them. Write us or call us. Our phone number this week is 824-5525. And our P.O. Box is always P.O. Box 689 in Ramsour, zip code 27316. If you have any comments or questions, thank you and have a good day.